Hello. That last little passage was recorded accidentally. We thought we were erasing the tape, but since you can hear Stephen's voice so clearly, I thought I might leave it. I'll have to sign off for the moment and leave some room on this tape for Liz.
Hello, it's Elizabeth here. It's the 15th of May.
1980.
The night before John flies away to New Zealand to see you all. Tomorrow at lunchtime he'll be with you. This tape is just to make you realise that we're all the same. Some are larger and the rest are older but not larger. John's packed his case with lots of bits and pieces for you all, presents for birthdays past and future, Mother's Day presents for last Sunday. And these tapes.
And Stephen wrote some sweet letters.
Yes, that's right.
In which he mentions these tapes.
We've got the fire going because it's quite cool here for Melbourne cool anyway. Not probably cold by Dunedin standards. John's taking some jerseys which haven't been worn really very much.
Elizabeth still refuses to call them jumpers.
Yes. I'm not really looking forward to the week that John will be away. I'd much prefer to be going with him and seeing you all, but maybe next year. Maybe we'll be able to do it then. Be good to see you all again.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you all again. It's going to be very soon now. Very funny this afternoon, standing at the telephone, composing a telegram to Molly to tell her when the flight was arriving. The telephone rang. I expected it to be Liz, picked it up, and it was Molly.
Benjamin still looks at aeroplanes flying over him and says, "There's Grandma, she lives in Christchurch."
Yeah. He mistook someone in a car next to us. We were piled up at the traffic light. And someone in the car next to us reminded Benjamin of Grandma.
Yes, and he still looks at the photos in the photo album and says that's Grandma. And that's over a year ago now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was almost exactly a year ago, wasn't it? Because it was the May conference I came back.
Yes, but I think you went earlier, so you would have been back here by now, I think. Well, I hope you get a lot of pleasure out of this tape recorder of Mum.
It seems to work very well. We've been fiddling around with it a little.
That's a nice looking one.
Very compact.
Mm.
Oh, and incidentally, in buying this tape recorder, Elizabeth entered a competition.
Yes, that's right. I filled out this form where you had to just put your name and address, and it was sort of a lucky dip thing, and I won. And the prize was a Philips Fabulous, they call it, Philips Fabulous food mixer. And I went to collect it today, having rung up to ask if it would be all right. And they said to come and collect it, but they had sold out. So I have to go back next week. And I don't know how good this food mixer is. It doesn't sound particularly spectacular, but it's still amazing that I won it.